Alrighty, welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. We are here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. But 46 and a half years ago, in January of 1973, my radio career began in Sioux County, Iowa, in Sioux Center. So it's with the kind of a little, anxiety, happiness, trepidation, whatever. I go back to Sioux County, Iowa, actually to the county's Orange City, Iowa, and bring on from Iowa State Extension, Fred Hall. Hello, Fred.
Well, congratulations. I'm delighted to be part of your celebration from 40 years ago.
Yeah, it was in 1973, there were a ton of feedlots, and it was corn and beans. Nothing's changed in Sioux County, Iowa, right?
Well, we're the number one dairy cow county. We're the number one fat cattle county, number one hog county. So we have a lot of mouths to feed in Sioux County.
For sure. All right. Well, and back then, I'm not sure what the price of land was, but you got famous a couple of years ago for that $10,000 and $20,000 an acre land that got sold. But now we're at a point where there is some anxiety on the farm, some real challenges financially. So you guys are coming through with a financial impairment on the farm webinar next Tuesday. What are the reasons why you put together this financial impairment on the farm webinar?
Well, our I-29 Moo University is a collection of all of the dairy specialists in our five-state area along the I-29 corridor, and we had common questions about bankruptcy and loan restructuring, and we recognized that we weren't going to get people to come to a face-to-face meeting with their peers, but our webinar series seemed like a logical fit. We started doing these topical webinars in December of 2018, and since then we've had 7 or 8 of them, and they have been very well attended. It gives the producer the opportunity to hear information and ask questions without having to travel somewhere or be face-to-face.
Yeah.
We all get a lot of questions about restructuring, you know, things, you know, are looking better, our milk checks are a little better, but you don't get well with 1 or 2 milk checks, and there's still a lot of struggles out there. We've had down prices for over 4 years now, and guys are finding the end of their credit, and this was a topic that we got a lot of questions on.
In Minnesota, there was a time last year where, especially in Stearns County, there were 2 to 3 dairy farms a day going out of business, having an auction, selling the cows. In North Dakota, we don't have a dairy extension specialist because there are so few dairy farms. Has the erosion ended? Have we plateaued at a level where we're at, and or are we still losing dairy farms?
Well, we're still losing some dairy farms. A lot of states in the upper Midwest were 6 to 10% loss last year, and we're still seeing some farms that are just at the point where they are making a change. At this point, you know, milk prices going up, we're seeing about a dollar a hundred weight increase in betterment. But, you know, it's all a function of number of cows and pounds of milk and what the price of feed is. A lot of these things we can't control. We can't control the weather we're having. We don't set a price for our product. That's determined by traders, on the CME and in the world market. So we're still seeing some problems, and I think as folks get into this fall, there'll be some major decisions that they'll have to make. Some will be, here's how we're going to restructure to go on. Others are going to say, we can't afford to lose any more of our cash in the bank for retirement, so we're going to cash out. So that's the whole premise of this webinar. As always with our seminars, we try to get the leaders in the national discussion. So that's why we went to Christine Tegan, who's the director of the Center for Law and Ag and Taxation, and talked with her, and she thought it'd be a good idea. She suggested Donald Swanson. He's an attorney with Coley Jensen Law Firm in Omaha, who really has made his career on Chapter 12 and ag issues. So we think we've got two of the top-notch people who will be able to talk about restructuring, debt assessment, and what options that the new Chapter 12 law changes give producers that they may not be aware of.
All right. Visiting with Fred Hall, Northwest Iowa Dairy Specialist with Iowa State Extension and Outreach. And is there going to be an opportunity for people in who have signed up and are participating in the webinar to do a little back and forth, ask some questions?
Absolutely. That's a real important part of our webinars, is once the presentations have been made, we usually will have 20-25 minutes of opportunities for questions. And it'll be live. They'll be able to type their question right in, and we will make sure that the appropriate speaker addresses those questions.
All right. So what is the website to get registered for the webinar, which is next Tuesday? And what time is it?
It's from 12 noon to 1. But we've actually got extra time. If we get a lot of questions, we can go to 1:30. I always hate giving links and URLs out because folks have to have that pencil and paper so they can write it down as they give it. But it is https://bit.ly/2kvtvoe.
Because it sounds like a computer generated name, so and that's okay. Maybe it's just easier to go to the i29MOU website or Google Financial Impairment on the Farm webinar.
Yeah, if they Google their state dairy team, whether they're in Dakotas or Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, we all have it prominently on our websites, or call the state dairy specialist. Call me. I can give my number. It's 712-737-4230, and I'll make sure that they're on the list. And what will happen is they will get an email with the link, so all they have to do is click on it, you know, 2-3 minutes before, and it'll boot them right up, and they'll be part of the program.
Super. All right. Fred Hall, Dairy Specialist at Iowa State there in Northwest Iowa. Thank you. There is a path, Fred, that kind of a sequence of events. It starts with anxiety. And then there's maybe some mediation, and then there's talking with the banker, and then some bankruptcy issues. And folks should sit down and open the lines of communication with all people concerned, everybody involved in the operation.
Absolutely. You know, back a year ago in May, we were talking about stress. And, you know, the folks out there in the field, after so many days, you wake up, you work hard, your milk check comes, and you can't pay off your bills. That really wears on the dairyman and the family. And so that was the first thing we started to see. And then we started getting the questions, what can we do? You know, if we sell the cows, now what can we do? So this has been a process, not only internally for each dairyman to evaluate, but the key is to start making the conversations happen and let people know early. You know, if feed bill's not going to get paid this month, don't wait till the second notice. Tell them beforehand. most of our industry people would rather work with you and get the bill paid than to have to go through the process of writing it off or bringing some kind of filing. So,
for sure.
Conversations are important.
Very good. All right. I-29 Moo University Consortium, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota. Financial Impairment on the Farm webinar, noon to one next Tuesday. Fred, thank you very much for the visit. Thanks for doing all of this, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Very good. Thank you.
You are welcome.